Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, January 3rd. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 85%. The wind speed is northwest at 17, with gusts to 25 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.64. The dew point is 26 degrees, and the wind chill is 18 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A new terminal opens soon at Kansas City International Airport. The design team said the new terminal will open before the NFL draft comes to Kansas City in April, but the exact date has not been announced. The KCI airport plans to test the new terminal next month. With temperatures dropping, applications are now being accepted for the Low Income Energy Assistance Program.
According to the state of Kansas, LEAP was created to lend a helping hand to families in need. $47 million assisted approximately 40,000 households with their heating bills. If you're interested in applying for assistance, visit the Kansas Department for Children and Families website. You can also apply in person. All the funding for this program is from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services through the Federal Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. Applications open today and will stay open until March 31st. I'm Armetta Landrum.
Overnight lows for much of the state are right at freezing. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Friday at 4:20 p.m., the Hays Police Department received a call about a man on the grain elevator downtown. The man was someone who had recently arrived in Hays and had already had contact with law enforcement in the few days he had been in town. Officers responded and set up a perimeter blocking off streets close to the grain elevator, and attempts to get the man down were made over the police vehicle loudspeaker. The distraught man was yelling and pacing back and forth on the top of the tallest grain elevator in downtown Hays. However, officers were not able to hear him well enough to understand what the man was yelling about. Officers had to ascend the grain elevator inside a very small one-person elevator and climb some slick ladders inside. And once officers were as close as they could safely get, attempts to communicate and negotiate with the man were made. The man did not come to the edge a couple times, or did come to the edge a couple times and utter some things to the negotiator that were hard to discern, and then he left the edge and communication was never reestablished with the negotiator. A drone flown by Rooks County Deputy James Balthasar, who is also an associate professor at Fort Hays State University, helped officers on the ground see what the man was doing. Information was relayed to the Hays Police personnel and one Ellis County Sheriff's deputy inside the grain elevator. As one negotiator started descending inside the one-man elevator, officers had observed the man through a window crawl along the edge. Once he was on the south side of the top of the elevator, he slung himself over the edge and dropped himself down about 20 to 25 feet to the next level, and he sustained serious injuries when he fell to that next level. He was on his back and able to communicate to the officers who were talking to him out the window, and the man said he could not move, and the man was eventually taken to the Hays Medical Center for medical treatment. Police did not release the name of the man or any further information. U.S. Representative Tracy Mann's legislation renaming the post office in Russell, Kansas, the Robert J. Dole Memorial Post Office Building, has been signed into law, according to a media release from the 1st District Congressman's office. In a statement from his office, Mann said Senator Bob Dole made it clear that we must never forget where we come from. Born and raised in Russell, Kansas, he knew that the heartbeat of our nation lies in places like his hometown. He bravely served in the U.S. Army during World War II and was awarded 2 Purple Hearts and a Bronze Star for his military service. He served as a congressman representing the Big First District of Kansas for 8 years and in the U.S. Senate for 27 years, acting as the majority leader twice and becoming his party's nominee for president in 1996. Representative Mann stated that he spent some time with Senator Dole just a few weeks before he passed away, and during their time, they discussed what he called the Kansas Approach, the markers of which he identified as honesty, hard work, respect for your roots, common sense, service, simplicity, and genuine, thoughtful care for people. Senator Dole dedicated his life to serving others and has inspired many people. Naming a post office after one of Kansas's favorite sons in the town he grew up in is a small but meaningful way to pay tribute to this Kansas giant and American hero. The November 2022 Ag Climate Update showed exceptional drought conditions across the state. The Kansas Ag Climate Update is a joint effort between the K-State Extension Climate and Extension Specialists. Every month, the update includes a brief summary of that month, agronomic impacts, relevant maps and graphs, one-month temperature and precipitation outlooks, monthly extremes, and notable highlights. The statewide average temperature for November was 41.2 degrees, or 2.1 degrees below normal. This ranks as the 49th coldest November out of the last 128 years, dating back to 1895. November was the first below-normal month statewide since March. All divisions finished the month below normal. Departures range from minus 2.9 degrees in the southwest to minus 1.6 degrees in northeast Kansas. The statewide average precipitation for November was 1.44 inches or 0.14 inches above normal, and this was the first above-normal month statewide since May. 5 of the 9 climate divisions finished the month above normal, but Northwest and West Central remained very dry, both receiving less than 10% of their normal monthly precipitation. Combined with last month, the 3 Western Kansas climate divisions rank in their top 5 for the driest October-November on record. The 0.15 inch total for West Central Kansas is the driest October-November on record in that division, breaking the old record of 0.16 inches set in 1939. You can view the entire November 2022 Ag Climate Update, including the maps and graphics, at climate.k-state.edu/ag/updates. In Nebraska news, 2 people were injured and 1 man is in custody after a shooting in Lincoln early Sunday morning. According to the Lincoln Police Department, 36-year-old Frederick Gooch of Lincoln was arrested without incidents on Sunday at 5:16 p.m. in connection with an early morning shooting that injured 2 men near North 30 and Vine Street. He was arrested for first-degree assault, second-degree assault, and 2 counts of use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony. At around 3 a.m., officers were dispatched to reports of gunshots near North 30 and Vine Street. And when the officers got there, they found a 26-year-old man inside a residence with multiple gunshot wounds and a 27-year-old man outside the residence with a single gunshot wound. And both were transported to a local hospital for treatment of their injuries. The 26-year-old man remained hospitalized in critical but stable condition, and the 27-year-old man was treated and left the hospital. The investigation is ongoing, and investigators are looking at evidence and processing the scene to find out what happened. And the Lincoln Police Department is asking anyone with information about the incident, including video or photographic evidence, to come forward by calling the Lincoln Police Department or Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. The entire state of Nebraska has officially raised minimum wage. The increase adds an extra $1.50 to minimum wage, making $9 an hour jump to $10.50 an hour, and it doesn't end there. Under Initiative 433, the state will gradually raise minimum wage to $15 an hour by the year 2026. The minimum wage rollout will increase every year by $1.50 until it reaches $15. Initiative 433 was approved with a 59% vote last November. Nebraska joins multiple states who have already increased minimum wage to $15 or have an annual wage increase rollout plan to get them to $15 within a few years. Currently, Washington State has the highest minimum wage among the U.S., coming in at $15.74. The district with the highest minimum wage is the District of Columbia with $16.10. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Doctors on Call is back for its 18th season and will begin airing on Smoky Hills PBS Tuesday, January 10th at 7 p.m. Les Kinderknecht, the senior producer-director of Smoky Hills PBS, said they're excited to be back for another season of Doctors on Call as they have a great lineup this year with many great doctors from central and western Kansas. Doctors on Call is a live viewer call-in show hosted by Jenna Miller and produced by Smoky Hills PBS, which brings in medical professionals from throughout the state to provide medical information in their field of expertise, and each week, Doctors on Call highlights a new topic with a new doctor. The doctors selected each week have expertise in the topic chosen for the program, and viewers have the opportunity to call in with questions during the live show. A schedule of programs and past episodes is available at SmokyHillsPBS.org. The first show will be January 10th, and will cover general health with Dr. Tyrell Summers from Russell Regional Hospital. To submit questions electronically on a specific topic, viewers can send an email to doctors@shptv.org, and questions submitted through email must be received by noon on the day of the show. During the program, viewers can call in questions at 1-800-337-4788. The website CanDrive.org gives updates and shows videos of real-time road conditions, closures, and accidents. And Kansas Department of Transportation officials said it can also be personalized so that you can see the road conditions that matter most to you when driving gets dangerous. You can create an account, save which streets you drive on, get email alerts, and share conditions on social media. And there's also a mode for truck drivers that shows information for them about way stations and bridge heights. Officials said many people rely on the website to make sure their drive is safe, adding that the CanDrive website is easy to use and includes features that will help drivers as they travel Kansas highways. And having access to the latest road condition information is important for travelers, as it helps people get where they want to go and keeps the Kansas economy moving. For more information on road conditions, you can visit CanDrive.org. The American Red Cross urges blood donors to give to help fight the potential impact of seasonal illnesses in a potentially severe flu season on the blood supply. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention predicts a serious spread of flu this year, and they've reported cases in several states. When seasonal illnesses increase, the number of healthy donors tends to decrease, leaving the Red Cross blood supply vulnerable to a potential shortage over the holidays. Paired with busy holiday schedules, adverse weather conditions, and seasonal illnesses, it makes it harder to collect the blood hospital patients require this winter. So donors, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets, can help bolster the blood supply by making an appointment to give in the coming weeks. There's no waiting period to donate blood after receiving a flu shot, and you can schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. There is a blood donation opportunity today in Norton at the Norton County Hospital, 102 East Holmes Street, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Kansas Highway Patrol wants to remind the public of the Kansas Safe Schools Hotline, which is a joint effort between the Kansas Highway Patrol and the Kansas State Department of Education. This Kansas Safe Schools Hotline is a toll-free number established in 1999 and is available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, to give students, parents, and community members the opportunity to report any impending school violence. Kansas Highway Patrol dispatchers will answer the calls, collect the information, and forward it to the local police or sheriff's office, as well as the superintendent of the affected school. And this hotline gives people the opportunity to anonymously report potential violence. The Kansas Safe Schools Safety Hotline number is 1-877-626-8203. For more information, you can visit www.community.ksde.org and click on the link. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools. Today, school resumes for all USD 211 students, and it's starting at 4:30, the high school varsity and junior varsity basketball with Cambridge. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have baked ham, scalloped potatoes, baby carrots, pineapple chunks, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be soft taco, refried beans, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there's a 30% chance of snow, mainly before 9 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 31 and blustery with a northwest wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour with a total daytime snow accumulation today of less than a half inch. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 18 and a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Wednesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 35, and on Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 14. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we don't want a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be sunny with a high near 38. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 39. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 34. On Sunday, should be sunny with a high near 42. And on Monday, should be sunny with a high near 43. Currently with overcast skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 85%. The wind speed is northwest at 17 with gusts to 25 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.64. The dew point is 26 degrees, and the current wind chill is 18 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
When cold symptoms keep you up, try Vicks NyQuil Severe for max strength nighttime relief. Just one dose of Vicks NyQuil Severe starts to relieve 9 of your worst cold and flu symptoms to help take you from 9 to none. Get some rest and feel better with Vicks NyQuil Severe. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, sore throat, stuffy nose, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. Use as directed.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Chiefs kicked off the new year with a 27-24 victory over the Denver Broncos on Sunday afternoon. And in the win, head coach Andy Reid discussed that he felt his team got the win but did not play at their best. And he discussed after the game what it's like to have the proper rhythm as the playoffs approach and if he feels his team is in their proper rhythm heading into the playoffs.
Well, you'd like to, you know, you'd like to be in rhythm. I'm not overly concerned about it. I think we'll, when that time comes, we've got to do it. You know, we'll be there ready to go. So I think you have to respect what the guys are doing right now. And when you guys evaluate everything, so you evaluate who we're playing and how we're going about our business. you know, against these teams and winning games, you know. And so you got to look at that kind of close.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. An area of low pressure continues to churn across the Central Plains. It'll gradually start moving on out today. Underneath that, though, we're seeing some dense fog in northeastern Kansas, and a winter weather advisory on the backside of the system remains in place over the northwestern part of the state. Some rainfall yesterday. The majority of it fell in extreme northeastern Kansas and Olathe, where we saw 0.65 of an inch, 0.04 in Topeka, and between 0.05 and 0.1 of an inch of rainfall occurred in western and southwestern Kansas. For today, a winter weather advisory in northwestern Kansas, blowing snow with a high temperature in the low 30s. In north central Kansas, some drizzle at times with mid-30s today and a gusty northwest wind. And a dense fog advisory in northeastern Kansas, breezy and cooler today with a high in the mid-40s. Southwestern Kansas, clearing with a high in the mid-40s and a southwesterly wind. Low clouds and fog in south-central Kansas, today's high in the mid-40s. And in southeastern Kansas, cooler and breezy today with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And as we look at the overnight trade, reminder that we did not have any overnight grain market trade. Now, we did see some numbers on the outside markets. Crude oil was lower, RBOB gas futures lower, gold and silver and equities were higher overall. One of the things they're keeping an eye on is what is going on as far as the rains in Argentina. Good rains that fell, but the next 7 to 10 day weather outlook looks to be hot and dry. You extend that out a little further, we're going to start to see maybe some rain back into the forecast. Now on the livestock side, a weaker trade expected to start the day. A higher cash trade did happen last week, but somewhat disappointing that they couldn't get a higher trade. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Why should you add sustainable oils camelina to your crop rotation? Consider this. Sustainable oils camelina is the feedstock crop of choice for renewable diesel production, and demand is growing fast. It has strong drought tolerance, cold tolerance. It's easy to grow. You can plant it early so it doesn't bump up against your winter wheat harvest. You could even double crop for more income on the same acres. You'll have ground cover through the winter with all its biological benefits. We provide growing support all along the way. We'll pay you $300 per acre if you're new to growing sustainable oils camelina and get a certified stand. And here's the kicker. When you partner with us, we'll provide the seed at no cost. Learn more about how sustainable oils camelina could boost profitability on your farm while